But just like that, we are back. This your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And today I'm masked up, trying to stay COVID and hater free. But is joining with me, my partner. No, I was just about to ask, man. You missing the background? Where you come? Where you hanging out at, man?
I had to pull over and take care of some man. People out here acting crazy with this COVID. We got to keep a sanity, man. We can't be going all crazy. It's that serious. The nothing to have attitude.
Fact. At the end of the day, we're all still social beings, and we're trying to be distanced. But tonight, we got a new show for y'all. It's the Basketball Insight Show. And tonight, you know, we're going to be just doing some basketball highlights. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, this has been some good basketball lately in this bubble. So what you been thinking about?
Man, a lot of positive, a lot of surprises. But I can't wait till the playoffs start, man.
Man, I'm telling you, I can't wait till that because, honestly, that's when I actually start watching the game. Man, what else? Exactly. But one thing that I did watch is this Giannis headbutt. So, you know, we're going to get right into that. Let's see. Really? All right, so I'm going to rewind that. I'm going to rewind it one more time.
Oh, no.
You see this? Well, you can't see it because hopefully your eyes are on the road.
No, I can see it. I just parked. I'm in my driveway right now.
Well, since he's coming home, now watch this.
I mean, is that a headbutt?
Wait, and did the announcer guy ask, like, oh, hey, is that a headbutt?
He's trying to sell anything on WWE.
Exactly. So, hey, man, what up to you, Will and Neil? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you for hanging out with us again. Y'all catch us Friday. We got a fire interview. Definitely thanks for hanging out with us, man. But, so what are your takes on that? What do you think about that headbutt? I mean, of course it was intentional, and he did get suspended. But
he got one game, I think, right?
Yes. He got one game. So,
and let you know when that's in.
I was just about to ask that. So, was it a cheap shot?
Nah, it might be a little bit frustration, but dude sold it too, though.
Right. So, you know, what do you think about that? So, you know, definitely with social injustice and all this being involved in the NBA, because they're wearing these, you know, different slogans on their background. Do you think that came into place, or was just that it was a cheap shot?
You never know.
That's true.
It's definitely entertainment. But you know, that's one for the first of all, it's a condensed end of the season. You know, they ain't going to suspend him for no extended period of time.
Right.
When they pick to be in the finals.
Right. You know, and one thing, it's in Disney, so it's crazy. Like, I can't get over the fact that we're watching NBA sports in Disney. But, you know, one of the things that the write-up was on NBA.com, it said that Giannis, you know, hey, I went to public school, so I can't pronounce his last name. But yes. Giannis let his emotions get the best of him on Tuesday. And the reigning MVP is paying the price for it in the 10th second quarter between his Milwaukee Bucks and the Washington Wizards. So, hey, don't ever put me in the same sentence with emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't.
You ain't run around headbutting people.
So, what do you think about that? So, okay. So we got Will. He's hanging out. Like you say, I believe it was good. It was good acting. He was frustrated.
It was good acting. It wasn't even that serious, man.
Agreed.
But they had to do something.
Right. And, you know, that was the whole thing what was concerning to me because the dude walked right up on him. And, you know, you've seen the whole play. Giannis was like, hey, I'm about to knock your face off. And I guess the other dude was like, hey, you know what you want to do?
He did walk to the fight.
That's true.
And but, you walk to the fight, you better be the first one to swing.
That is true. So, but I didn't hear much about what happened to the guy that he headbutted.
I heard a peep.
Right. So, what do you think about that? So you think they both should have been, you know, reprimanded? Something should have happened, or what?
Nah, cause other dude, even though he instigated it, he was the one that actually he instigated it, but he didn't do that. So, hey,
that is true. And I'm gonna tell you what was funny because, all right, so we know my favorite flopper is Chauncey Billups.
Who is your favorite flopper?
Yes, there's no other flopper in the NBA bigger than Chauncey Billups. I mean, well, it might be James Harden and that okay. LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? So they might be running. So what would you rate his flop? And well, no, who's your favorite flopper?
My favorite flopper has to be Harden. Nobody does it like him. It's part of his game. You got dudes like Luka coming in trying to implement that style of play. Slows the pace of the game. It's boring basketball to me.
Agreed. And that's one thing that has impacted, you know, adversely affected or impacted the league. You know, especially, man, he made that water look good.
I needed it, man. Had to get my pipes going. It's my money maker right here.
Okay. But, definitely, you know, that has a role into what, you know, the way the league is being played now and actually the way it's being officiated. So, right. Do you think with all of these changes going on to the league, will the rules ever change? Like, far as with flopping.
Do I think it should be changed?
Yes.
Of course. I'm old school. At the end of the day, like, Detroit used to beat the you-know-what out of Georgia.
That is true. So, I mean, and there was no remorse. You knew about that. And, you know, right. one thing that I liked about the old school, you know, like the Dennis Rodman, you know, he played with you on your emotions. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got this guy with, like, multicolored fingernails, this hair. You know what I'm saying? He come tap you on your ass, be like, hey. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? They played to all of those advantages back then. So, do you think, you know, the game was more mental than what it was back then?
It has to be more mental because you take a pounding like that, you have to have a what they call it, amnesia, because you still got to keep going to the hole no matter what. True. You can't go in there timid.
That is true. So, bro. That's my dude, Reggie for three. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you have to explain that answer, partner, on Friday. You have to explain that answer. You definitely will. So, all right, so William, he says Reggie. So, all right, yeah, it's definitely more mental right now because, you know, now, I don't know, but, you know, now the game is so weak to me. It's like everyone's taking three-pointers. They're barely driving, you know. And
big man don't exist no more.
That is true. Wait, what did he say? Now players. What up? Shout out to you, B. You know what I'm saying? Down there in Houston hanging out with us. Now players know how to get in his head.
Oh, Giannis, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, good point.
Good point.
So, you know, and then, you know, that's going to, you know, affect this team going in, even as they prepare for the playoff. Because I don't know what seed they have, but.
They didn't know one seed.
Okay. But, man, that was a very good call out. So
very much so.
Man, so we got to get up on them seniors. But the biggest thing this week, like, you got to know. Big man 61.
6'1", baby.
Hey, let's see. And of course, you know, we got the footage.
The show. Dave, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
No, no problem. I appreciate y'all having me.
He definitely needs an STWF match.
Game and the 22 points that you poured in the fourth quarter, it seems like you've been unconscious and your team has needed every single one of these points. So what's fueling you right now in this moment in the bubble?
Just the same thing that was fueling me when we got here. You know, we came here saying we got to go 6-2 or 7-1, you know, to be in the position that we want to be in. We knew how important these final three games were. And especially after the performance I had against the Clippers, you know, that just made me put my head down and come out in attack mode and more aggressive for the last few games just to make sure I put my best foot forward to give us the best chance to win those games. And we was able to get the first two. Now we just got to finish it off tomorrow.
Well, Adidas showed you some respect by changing the price of your shoes to $61 Dame, obviously. What was your reaction to seeing that happening online?
I'm always down for the knocking the prices down for the shoes. when I first got my signature shoe with Adidas, one of my main things in every meeting was to keep my shoe at a price point where people could afford it. You know, because that's the way I grew up and I know how it is. So and that's important to me. So anytime I see, you know, them catering to that and giving that discount and being courteous to that crowd of people who might come from a situation like mine, it's always appreciated, especially when they can connect it to a great moment in my career.
I'm just thankful that now I can afford to get Jay Will, Jalen, and Paul Pierce a pair of your shoes now. So I appreciate them knocking the price down for me. So if they're walking around with Dame dollars, that's why. I want to talk a little bit about social justice and change, because that's obviously something that you guys came to the bubble to stand on, use your platform for. On the back of your jersey, it says, "How many more?" What do you want people to understand about that saying?
Well, I chose "How many more" simply because I feel like it's a lot of people who still stand on the opposite side of the movement of the Black community and the cry out and the protests and the battle that we continue to fight and, you know, the lack of understanding, you know, for everything that we've seen, not only on camera, but for, you know, the fact that this country was built on the back of slaves. It's just like, how many more people have to die? How many more situations have to be caught on camera? And how many times do we have to protest before people can understand and be allies instead of being opposed to it and thinking that it's all for nothing? So, I mean, that was a real something that I felt strongly about. So when I saw that it was on the list, I felt really good about wearing that on my jersey.
I know that each one of you guys is kind of zoned in on very specific ways to create change. What are some of those ways that you would like to share and would want others to know about?
One specific thing that I've been working on even before we came to the bubble was just investing in more Black business and having more faith in, you know, up and coming, you know, young Black male and females who are trying to, you know, reach a level of success, and just sharing my knowledge and what I know from my experience being a professional athlete in the rooms that I've been in and the people that I've been around, and just trying to help them. So that's what my main focus is right now, is pouring back into the people who know me so well and that I grew up around and that I have so much in common with.
Man, so that was a lot to take in right there. So what do you think about that?
He said a mouthful there, man. He I didn't find out about the 61 for his shoes until this afternoon and how fast they sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a hell of a performance, man. I think him and Wilt are the only ones that have had it three times. Season. That's a good company.
Three. Facts. So should he be considered on the elite level now? Like with the LeBron James, the Kobe's, the MJ's? Like, you know, what is he fitting at?
In my opinion, he's been elite for a long time, man. It wasn't just this game. He's been elite for a long time.
But he's had help, though, out there. I mean, he's had help. So,
He's had some help, but he's always got his regardless.
Facts. So, you know, what is your whole perspective on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I applaud Adidas for them doing, you know, the $61 shoe price, you know, price point for the shoes. But you can't say good with that and not say that's good with Shaq, because he's the first guy that actually put his shoes in Walmart and made them affordable for people. So
Shaq did do it. But it's interesting that you bring that up. I just watched the Stephon Marbury documentary mm-hmm. over the weekend.
Yeah.
When he did it, everybody laughed at him, man.
Right.
Now, I guess because now people look at people's values are different considering the circumstances that we find ourselves in right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to take away from him. I definitely applaud him and Adidas for that. That was great. Hopefully, other people follow suit. Because we know at the end of the day, there are certain areas and communities that's real big. And if they can get that down to an affordable rate, because we know they probably don't cost them like $5 to make those shoes over in China.
Fact.
So but hopefully he started something big.
Agreed. And, you know, and it's a ripple effect because, you know, some of those kids that don't have name brand shoes, when they get to school, you know what I'm saying, these kids are talking about, you know, hey, you come to school in some Bobos, you better be able to fight a rib, because, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I was one of those kids at one point in time, man. I remember them conversations. When I got my first job in 10th grade, the first thing I went, they bought me 3 pairs of shoes. I got tired of people clowning on me, man.
Right. And you know, it's funny because I had read somewhere where, like, it was even with, like, it was Skip Bayless. He was like, he's not buying in on Dame Time.
Skip, man, he don't do anything for Rays, man. I'm about to tell you Skip serious.
So you said that, okay, you know, you think and you agree that Damian Lillard, he should be considered one of the greats. He's one of the elites. Well, not great, but he's one of the elites.
He's definitely elite.
So do you think other players share that same sentiment? Because after the 61-point game, they were reaching out to him, like, you know, some in, you know, giving him congratulations, some hating, and, you know, I'm saying, how that go? But, you know, what do you think about that?
I think he put the rest of the league on notice. He did his thing. He been up there in the Northwest for all the years just balling. But when you got, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to call it what it is. Paul George is a front runner to me, man. He's a front runner to me. When you got him over there, and he ain't laughing and calling him out and stuff like that. I like what he said. Put some respect on his name. Just call Patrick Beverly out. Say, I want you out here right now. That's what we need. To. Everybody in the NBA trying to be too, in sports in general, trying to be buddy-buddy. I'm old, damn it. I like old school robbery.
Right, exactly. You know, and I feel like because everyone is so involved in their emotions, it's like, you know, it's like, I'm afraid to talk to you because you're going to take what I say offensive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel like even with the, you know, I applaud, you know, what he got on his back. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, how many would it take? That's very strong. You know what I'm saying? But now you're changing the game. So there have been some, you know, very good games in the league as far as in the bubble, the restart of the NBA. But this is the new norm. So what do you think about this new norm for the basketball season upcoming?
It's cool. It's interesting. It kind of takes me back to the days of rec ball when it was just ballers. It's just the ballers in the gym watching each other play. I think that's probably why you've seen such an increase in scoring and a lack of defense because it's that same environment. I'm like, I'm going to get off and I'm going to get mine. And everybody's over there, and your peers are there watching you. So it's a little different than people watching you on TV. You know, it's people that do the same job that you do watching you and critiquing you. They're probably passing each other in the hallways during the day in the lunchroom and stuff like that. So you know it's a mess being talked. So you got to bring your A game, man. I like it, to be honest. You know, not having the crowd a little different. The TV views kind of remind me of the European Basketball League. So close to the floor, but as far as just if you purely in the offense, it's been a show.
Agreed. And you know, definitely, you know, shout out to those guys because you know, one thing without being, you know, you can be an athlete, but once you get to be a professional, you got to have showmanship. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Mike Tyson lacked when he was in boxing. He just get out there, boom, he did 30 seconds, like, fool, I just spent my whole check on pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? And it's gone in 30 seconds. Like, you got to stop that, you know? So shout out to the new NBA and everyone for, you know, actually fostering an environment where they can be, you know what I'm saying, have fun and have that showmanship. So
wide open right now, man, as far as the playoffs are concerned, because if I was the Lakers, I know y'all the number one seed. I'd be a little bit concerned coming up because y'all playing Portland right now.
Mm-hmm. But shout out to Cousy because he did have a great game, but you know, it's a lot of things going on with sports and right now college. I'm doing college. So they postpone fall sports. But as we spoke about yesterday on the Sports Chatter Show, that's just creating a bottleneck. So with the restart of the NBA, with the college, you know, sports ending their fall sports, what do you think the new NBA, how do you think, you know, the new NBA going to look as far as with the COVID and with this college sports?
I think, now, assuming that basketball does return in the spring, just assuming, it might be a condensed schedule, whatever the case may be, I don't think it's going to affect the NBA as much as the NFL, because a lot of the kids who are lottery picks now, they are one and done. They come in, they play like, you know what I'm saying, 20 to 25 games, and they out of there. So they already kind of got an idea of who's going to be the lottery pick way in advance. They just going to school because they have to go to school.
Right. Makes sense. So, and I agree on that. I share that same sentiment. I believe that, you know, the NBA, I think it's stuck in Disney. And shout out to Disney for having their hooks in everything, because
you know what I'm saying? Empire, buddy.
They just took the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
Take it by storm.
It was given to them. Like, here you go. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see it being that easy for the NBA to have their games back in their local stadium. So, you know what I'm saying? That revenue is going to be, at most, might be watch parties. So,
you know something that's interesting is I heard this morning that when the playoffs start, they're going to allow each player to bring in 4 friends or family members for the playoffs. So I think that's them, even though I think it's kind of a bad idea.
That's the foundation. Going on,
but that's them testing it out. In case we got to do this again, I've seen it talking about putting bubbles in other regions around the country going forward. This is them putting, you know, all the workings together for it, all the logistics. Right.
They're laying the groundwork for it. I agree, because, I mean, you know what? People don't understand. We can't be locked up forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you can't lock up an animal for so long. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at one point in time, the dinosaurs was out there, whatever the case may be. You still had to go out there and eat.
Exactly. Look, well put, sir. Well put.
I know those people out there. I know when a human ran sound the same time as dinosaurs. So don't be in the box getting all this stuff.
Oh, you know, it's coming.
These just jokes, baby. These just jokes.
Right. But that's a good point, though. I mean, you know, we definitely got to get out. And the new norm is the new norm. We got to see what the new norm is. The new norm for me ain't staying inside. I came out the poodle going outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to be inside, you know? So we definitely got to mask up and, you know, do your social distancing and learn. You know what I'm saying? Definitely protect yourself. But
you sick, keep your butt at home.
Please. Wait, I pity the poor fool. But man, you know, definitely, you know, the new norm for the NBA definitely gonna be a new look. But I don't think that the NBA will get these big names like they have, because, you know what I'm saying, the whole recruiting process is backed up. Because if I don't know. What are your takes? So is it the same recruits for the NBA and the NFL? Because I think it's like just a recruiting agency.
Again, I think it's going to be a little bit different for the NBA, because you can go, they can hold private workouts. They can just get the gym, have the camera there, do private workouts. You kind of got idea who the lottery picks are. A lot of these kids, they know who they were, like they saw them when you're in high school. Whereas the NFL is going to be different. They trying to condense it in the spring. That ain't going to work. You got the combine that could possibly be a fit. They got a leg of this year because they actually were able to hold the combine. But they're talking about now, you may not be able to have it next year with no pro days. So you got to think, a lot of these kids coming from last year to now, by the time they get to their next year, you've gone almost a year and a half without playing any organized football.
That's exactly. And for with the basketball, what I think now is that the recruiting pool is going to be these semi-pro leagues. Because,
true that.
You know, at the end of the day, like, honestly, when I turned on the restart the new NBA, it looked like the D League. I didn't see, you know what I'm saying, I didn't see the star power like I was used to. So, you know what I'm saying? So if you're going to go and get kids in college who's, you know what I'm saying, who – because a lot of those kids play football. You know what I'm saying? Some of them play football and play basketball, so they're out of shape. So, hey, I'm going to go get these kids from the Waco Terror. Make sure y'all tune in on Friday.
Good plug.
Hey, I'm always going to plug that in. But man, we're definitely gonna get ready to get up out of here. Got any shout outs?
I do got a shout out. Again, stay strong out there. COVID got people crazy. Keep your heads on. Don't take anything light. Somebody say something to you crazy, consider it a real threat. You never know what's gonna happen. But be careful out there, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in.
Always, always. But you know, as always, we're gonna keep this train going. We got shows today. We got a show today, had shows yesterday, got shows tomorrow. So tomorrow, make sure y'all tune in at 7. We got the Speak It With Shooter. That's always a hit. Then right
you
after
get to that, learn on.
Exactly. Exactly. Then right after that, we got the Indie Wrestling Show. Hey, man, it's been a long time coming. But we got an interview with an actual ACW wrestler. So that's definitely going to be a good show. And then on Friday, August 14th, I've been waiting all week for it. He's been hanging out with us. We got the interview with the president, William Hill of the Waco Terror. And then on Saturday, we got the Culture Report at 12. We also on Saturday have got to plug this in. Y'all definitely got to make this here, this Madden tournament. This is our Madden 20 tournament. So it's definitely going down. The winner of that Madden tournament will get a free copy, digital download, because, you know, trying to stay hated, Corona, free. A digital download of Madden 21. So definitely make sure y'all get involved and y'all, you know, check us out. Man, we got a lot going on, man. We're still trying to do these things, but we got some comments before we get up out of here. Hey, yes, sir. Just like
smooth
that.
Transition.
We the brand, just like that. We're going to keep it coming.
Just like that.
And, hey, shout out to Jonathan Taylor. Happy birthday to you, brother. My fault, man.
Happy birthday, big brother.
Happy birthday. Yes, sir. Happy birthday. And, yeah, just like I said, for VIP only, he is our gaming manager. I am Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the junior. And he's Coach Lee.
Yes, what's up?
And we out. Till next time. Bye.